Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Shuffling madness of the locomotive breath. Runs the all-time loser.
Oh, the trains are running all right. At this very moment, there are several men hiding beneath their desks at media companies around this country. I'm not one of them. And there's a lot of good folks out there that are going to be lumped into this whole mess. Unfairly, I might add. But there is no question that apparently at NBC and some of these other places, great efforts were made to protect the big stars. Matt Lauer is making $28 million a year. I think he'll get by. Hope he saves some money. But there's no question at all that these big companies were protecting their big stars and their revenue and their bottom line, making sure their advertisers saw the good side and the darkness and depravity never saw the light of day. That was the effort. That's what was going on. Variety magazine put together a scathing report late yesterday that said during his time at the Today program, Matt Lauer gave female colleagues sex toys as gifts, exposed himself, often engaged in crude, sexually charged office banter, and conducted multiple rendezvous with women as he traveled the world covering the Olympics, always in his inner circle, too, I might add. They made the point that he couldn't just go out because he was Matt Lauer. One former NBC reporter quoted by the piece in Variety said, "The show executives protected the blank out of Matt Lauer." And these are the networks that expect us to believe what they tell us. And when the president and others say that's not accurate, that's fake news, they bristle up. Newsflash, time to clean up your house. Because the networks that are firing people, NBC, CNN, the New York Times, and whoever shows up today, because the list gets longer. Yesterday afternoon, Garrison Keillor from Prairie Home Companion. National Public Radio not immune to this cleansing. This cleansing that's going on all over this country. Holding people accountable for their behavior. Patterns of behavior. I think Andrew Lack should resign immediately as the chairman of NBC News. There is no way he didn't know. Meanwhile, a double standard for Congress. Michigan's own John Conyers, referred to as an icon by Nancy Pelosi this week. And one of his accusers of sexual assault, a woman who said she was 57 years old when she was hired in tears last night on television, recounting the horrors of working for John Conyers and his repeated sexual advances, assaults, groping, hands under her skirt, and finally being pulled over by the police because he was driving erratically on I-75. And yet, while Hollywood is throwing people out, and the news media is throwing people out, John Conyers, Al Franken, and others seem to be skating by, and that's not good enough for at least one Democrat. New York member of Congress Kathleen Rice called for the woman who received that $27,000 in hush money from John Conyers to be relieved from her gag order and be allowed to tell her story in public. The Long Island Democrat sending a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan Wednesday asking for Conyers' accuser to be allowed to speak about her case against the Detroit Democrat. The Detroit Free Press calling on Conyers to step down now. They say he must. There's no trust. The legacy is gone. His iconic image in history, gone. John Conyers, gone. That's what they say should happen. And yet, the Democrats continue to circle the wagons. People like South Carolina's Congressional Black Caucus leader, Jim Clyburn, saying, you know, we don't know what really happened. Just denying it. When Matt Lauer was mentioned, they said, who elected him? But Kathleen Rice is on the warpath. And Let's hear from her because she's right on this. She's wrong on a lot of things, but she's right on this. Here's Congresswoman Kathleen Rice from New York on all the sexual harassment. Go.
What we are saying in Washington is there's a set of rules that apply to people who are not politicians in Washington, and there's a totally different set of rules that apply to elected officials serving in Congress. And that's why there is such distrust of government and Congress, just in general, across the board. People are seeing us circle the wagons and protect our own, whether it's Donald Trump not coming out against Roy Moore and supporting him to the extent that he is, or if it's Nancy Pelosi protecting John Conyers and saying that she leaves it up to him to make the right decision. I think that's ridiculous. I called on John Conyers to resign. For all of these women who make these have made these credible allegations, Wolf, there were, to a story, professional repercussions for every single one of those women who were harassed. There should be professional repercussions for every single harasser. And it seems like the private sector has it right, and us in Congress don't. And guess what? We weren't elected by a board of directors in Washington. We were elected by the people. And what's important is that when scandals like this happen, we can't circle the wagons and protect our own. There's no reason for the public to trust us if we can't even call people out and say, you have betrayed the public trust, and there has to be a consequence.
There has to be a consequence. You need to go. You need to go. She's not wrong. Member of Congress Kathleen Rice from New York. So I'm going to give you the over-under on John Conyers. One day was the over-under bet. Today being the day, does he make it through the day or does he not? Does he make it through the day or does he not? Does John Conyers call it a step down? I think he sticks. By the way, in the latest polling, Roy Moore +5 in that Alabama Senate race. I think we go to the polls on the 12th of December on that one. He's +5. He went down, now he's come back. Doug Jones sinking quickly in Alabama. 25 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.